With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. The Montana State Health Department confirmed 747 new COVID-19 cases Wednesday and reported 8 more deaths from the virus. The state's death count from the virus is now 771 people. One of Montana's 10 largest hospitals, Benefis Health System in Great Falls, reported exceeding 90% inpatient bed capacity on Tuesday. In Montana's hardest-hit area, Yellowstone County, Billings Clinic this week announced it began treating patients with its first doses of emergency-use monoclonal antibody treatments that mimic the immune system's ability to fight off harmful viruses. Billings Clinic says the treatments may be an option for COVID-19 patients with mild to moderate symptoms who are elderly or have an illness that weakens the immune system. The clinic says the treatment could reduce the need for emergency room care or hospitalization for high-risk patients. The state health department has been receiving shipments of the drug since mid-November. Missoula police officers announced this evening that they have arrested the suspect of a deliberate homicide case. The police department said in a press release that Christopher Neurider was arrested as the suspect in the fatal shooting of Sundance Ron Leon Hernandez of Missoula. Police have been searching for Neurider since Tuesday afternoon when the incident was reported at the Creekside Apartments near the Clark Fork River. According to officials, Neurider is being held in the Missoula County Detention Center with a $1 million bond. Montana lawmakers clashed this week over how to best conduct the 2021 legislative session. MTPR's Shaley Rager reports one change going into effect could determine what bills get a hearing in the House.
The House Rules Committee adopted a new rule to let committee heads, who are all Republican, dictate if a proposed bill gets a hearing. Previous rules dictated that all bills get a hearing if introduced. The committee agreed to the change on a 12-7 vote. Republican Representative Matt Regeer of Kalispell proposed the amendment. Regeer said it's designed to make policymaking more efficient and that a majority vote from committee members can overturn a chair's decision.
Right now, we currently have 1,812 bill drafts. We have a lot of bill drafts that we need efficiency as it goes through the committee.
Democrats oppose the amendment, saying it makes the legislative process less transparent and blocks the public from commenting on bills that don't get a hearing. Representative Robert Ferris Olson, a Democrat from Helena, said he understands the need for efficiency.
However, I don't think we can use efficiency as a means to silence not only representatives, senators, but also the public.
Montana lawmakers will discuss more rule changes, including how the legislature will gather amid the pandemic, next Wednesday, December 16th. I'm Shaley Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
Montana Today joined a multi-state lawsuit against Facebook, accusing the social network giant of abusing its market power to crush smaller competitors. The suit, brought by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission and 48 states and districts, seeks remedies that could include a forced spin-off of the social network's Instagram and WhatsApp messaging services. It marks the second U.S. offensive against a big tech company this year, following a related suit against Google. Facebook is the world's biggest social network with 2.7 billion users and whose CEO Mark Zuckerberg is the world's fifth richest individual and the most public face of big tech swagger. Facebook said the government plan was unfair and would punish a successful business.
I'm Mary Auld. Montana's Supreme Court has upheld a lower court ruling that canceled state approval for mining on private land north of Yellowstone National Park. The unanimous ruling also found that lawmakers violated the state constitution with a 2011 law that prevented district court judges from blocking projects even if environmental issues remain unresolved. Lucky Minerals has been seeking to explore for gold, copper, and other metals just north of Yellowstone near Chico. Chief Justice Mike McGrath wrote in Tuesday's opinion that allowing mining to proceed while environmental reviews continued would be analogous to a mandatory aircraft inspection after takeoff. Ranch for Kids, a private therapeutic camp for children in northwest Montana, will never be allowed to operate again because of alleged abusive practices outlined in a state investigation. That's according to an administrative law judge's ruling in October. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports state officials released that ruling today.
The Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services released the ruling by Administrative Law Judge Jeffrey Dowd, affirming a health official's decision to revoke Ranch for Kids' license. The state removed 27 children from the Ranch for Kids in 2019 and sought to revoke its license as it was investigating alleged physical, psychological, and emotional abuse at the facility. Owner Bill Sutley appealed that decision, leading to a private hearing in late 2019. About 40 people testified for the state, detailing alleged physical, emotional, psychological, and sexual abuse. In his decision, Dowd wrote, quote, "The vivid and often difficult testimony of the former participants, employee, and medical providers regarding RFK treatment of the participants was extremely disturbing," end quote. Ranch for Kids lawyer Matthew Lowy said Ranch for Kids no longer has a facility and does not plan to appeal Dowd's ruling. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
You can find more local news on our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Mary Ault.